Title on screen, How to Report in PERT, EDR, Part 5.1, Progression and Technical Competency Example.
In this video, you will learn about the concept of progression as it relates to your practical experience. Progression refers to student advancement through proficiency levels 0, 1, and 2, which enables them to perform at the level of a newly certified CPA by the end of their practical experience journey. Complexity, autonomy, and frequency, or circumstance, as it is referred to in PERT, are the factors used to determine the level of proficiency. Throughout his duration, Jason is expected to perform increasingly complex, less routine work with a higher level of autonomy. At the start of his PE journey, work is primarily focused on retrieving and comprehending information, which is considered level 0.
Text on screen, level 0, identify, record, calculate, explain.
As Jason gains further experience, complexity and autonomy increase, and this experience begins to develop into analysis, which is considered level 1.
Text on screen, level 1, prepare, analyze, research, develop.
By the end of his practical experience journey, Jason will be taking on increasingly complex and less routine work at a higher level of autonomy. He will develop the ability to problem solve and make effective decisions and recommendations.
Text on screen, level 2, review, evaluate, advise, recommend.
Jason will be performing at the level of a newly certified CPA.
Text on screen, pro tip, you are not required to achieve proficiency in all 6 technical competency areas. You only require a minimum of 8 sub-competencies that, in combination, meet the core, depth and breadth requirements.
Jason has now spent 24 months in his role as a financial analyst, and he is getting ready to complete his 4th experience report to capture his progression over the last 6 months.
Visual of a timeline ranging from month 0 as the per-start date, to month 30, with a green check mark on month 6, 12, and 18, and document and discuss above month 24.
Jason gets ready to document his technical and enabling competencies. One of Jason's key responsibilities is to analyze potential improvements to existing systems and management reporting based on business needs. He has previously self-assessed at level 1 in Management Reporting Needs and Systems, or MA1, for the work done in this area, including improvements to existing reporting packages and implementing a reporting module. He now believes he's performing at level 2 and is going to document additional reporting packages he's created to demonstrate his progression.
Text on screen, pro tip, ensure your documentation demonstrates progression and how your duties have evolved over time. Include details such as frequency, percentage of time spent on duties, factors of complexity in the examples provided and recommendations made.
He reviews the guiding questions and documents the following. Who are your internal stakeholders? What information do they need and why?
Text on screen, in my role, I regularly evaluate information requirements for management, which include analyzing the potential for new reporting packages or modifications to reporting systems. Recently, management wanted to evaluate various subscriber metrics by category, for example customer, product, line of business, to track performance against established targets.
What types of information systems have you analyzed? What tasks did you perform and which resulting recommendations did you make?
Text on screen, this level of reporting did not exist previously. I worked with each business unit to get an understanding of the current information gaps and the metrics that would be useful to their monthly reporting. Based on my understanding of the various systems, I sourced the data needed to analyze these metrics by customer and product categories over each period. I then consolidated and automated this data from various systems into a comprehensive dashboard. I also recommended suggestions to better outline drivers against prior periods.
How did these recommendations improve management decision-making? Finally, discuss any ethical, privacy, or data integrity issues you considered.
Text on screen, this dashboard enabled management to complete a more accurate analysis of KPIs against established targets for major business units. I also evaluated the quality of data sourced from the various systems and ensured it reconciled to the GL. I ensured these reports were restricted by user profile for the business units. Text on screen, pro tip. This example is kept brief for illustrative purposes. Reviewers would consider examples from all experience reports in their assessment. Additional details, as presented in this video, are required to be included in your report to explain how the Level 2 requirements are met.
Jason then reviews the technical competencies rubric in the CPA per Appendix A for MA1 to ensure he has addressed all the requirements for Level 2 proficiency. Jason will now assess the level he was consistently performing at by considering frequency, or circumstance, as it is referred to in PERT, complexity and autonomy. Jason has been targeting Level 2 proficiency in his reports to date based on the cumulative work he has completed in this area. Frequency is routine. This is the second custom reporting package he has developed. In addition to these reporting packages, he has also implemented a reporting module and made improvements to existing reporting packages. Complexity is high, as Jason has integrated data from various systems and considered information requirements from various business units to create this new management dashboard. Autonomy is also high, as Jason worked independently with the various business units to analyze their information requirements and design the reporting package. This combination results in Level 2, and Jason self-assesses accordingly. Jason repeats this process for his other key job duties. He also self-assesses at Level 2 in MA2 based on work performed on 2 annual budgets and quarterly forecasts. The proposed Level 2s in MA1 and MA2 would support a depth in management accounting. He also has self-assessed as having met the core requirements. Jason has not yet self-assessed his final Level 2s for breadth, but is aiming to complete these in his next experience report by targeting MA4 and FR2. For now, he believes he is still at Level 1 in these areas and documents the work he has completed in the last 6 months. Jason has now finished documenting his technical competencies. Up next, learn how to show progression in your enabling competencies.
Text on screen, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.